Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us on impeachment day number two, impeachment trial day number two. All this stuff that's going on in D.C. is, in fact, going to impact your life, and we're going to talk about it and how it relates to Oregon right now. Here on Political Coffee, I'm your host, Jeff Krupp. It's great to be with you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. So here's what we're going to talk about today. Yeah, impeachment's going to be the major part of it, but there's a couple of other things going on. One of them related to Tina Kotek's proposal to do what? To fix homelessness. Deal with the actual root causes? Not hardly. She just wants to throw more of your money for it. Did you know, by the way, that there's $1 billion in money available to the state of Oregon? Because apparently, thank you, Donald Trump, the economy's doing pretty good. There's $1 billion that they haven't decided how to spend. That's where they're going to get all the money, $40 million Tina Kotek is providing. Will it help? Will it help fix homelessness or just put a Band-Aid on it? Also, something else that's interesting that you may not know, and I do want to, and I'm just going to say this right off the bat because I want to get it out of the way. There is a U.S. Supreme Court case from Montana that is going to have absolute... Well, it'll change Oregon's, it would declare Oregon's constitution about the issue of using public money for religious purposes. In this case, religious private schools. If the Supreme Court rules that this Montana case can do just that, Oregon's law, well, Oregon's constitution, its provision will be null and void. Just like our constitutional provision for marriage is defined as one man, one woman, was null and void by the U.S. Supreme Court. So should the Supreme Court have that much power? Shouldn't our constitutions mean something? Now, I'm in favor, by the way, of giving tax dollars to religious public schools in the interest of public education. I frankly am, and I think religious public schools ought to have as much access to providing a quality public education for children and funding as any other school, whether it's charter schools, whether it is military schools like we have in Oregon that is partially funded by us, the taxpayers. Did you know that? You probably don't. But it's true. It's a great Oregon National Guard program. It's been around a long time, and it produces great results, as much as any bricks-and-mortar public school that's out there. If this passes, rather, if the Supreme Court rules in favor of this Montana, these three parents, yeah, the teachers' union, which, of course, opposes it, they oppose all this stuff, will indeed have, it will be an earthquake for public schools, because it will allow public schools in Oregon, I believe, based on this precedent, to access those dollars. Now, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. John Roberts finally woke up the Chief Justice, rebuking lawyers on both sides, apparently. Remember where you are, because, you know, they finished last night at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I just saw a clip of Adam Schiff just whining. I love it when that guy whines about, oh, it's so hard, so late. Nobody gets to watch us make our constant arguments. And by the way, I'm going to share with you before we go to the phones. I'm going to share with you something. I want you to watch Mark Levin. Last night on his show, he delivered his opening statement on impeachment. And I listened to the whole thing because I was listening here on KSLM, and you can listen when Mark Levin is on live on our KSLM app. I will tell you, he played almost the entire thing, and it was brilliant. And it was not too far from what Cipollone and the other lawyer, guy I don't know whose name is escaping me right now, Jay Sekulow, what they said in their opening statements. They were brilliant last night, and they didn't let them get away with this stuff. However, they did let them get away with making their case in each of these opening statements. I think, well, the little bit that I watched, I thought it was boring. What did you think it was? Was it boring? Do you think people are going to tune out if this continues? I think it will. But even more importantly, it's the issue of not just what Mark Levin did. And you need to watch it. And you know where you can watch it? Go to theblaze.com. It's front and center. Mark Levin, theblaze.com. You can watch the whole thing. It's brilliant because what it is, it's going on offense. That's what the president's legal team did last night, yesterday. It's what we in Oregon need to be doing, going on offense, smartly going on offense. What do you think? 503-589-1220. I mean, do you score a lot of points? Do you win ball games by just playing defense? No, you have to have some offense. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Bruce, who's on the line. Bruce, good morning. How are you, friend?
Good morning, Jeff. I agree with that statement. Offense, offense, offense. We need to have 60 House members in the Republican Party running this time for election. Trump is coming to Oregon, and people are going to be so excited to see him, and he's going to pull a lot of people into the Republican Party, and races we didn't think we could win. I think we could actually win majorities in the House and the Senate this year. And Trump is a polar opposite to our Kate Brown, and I think that's why he wants to come here. She's a fly that's been in his ointment, and if he can come here, help us win back the House and Senate, we won't have to worry about her last 2 years. I'd like to see her recall too, but offense is where we need to be.
All right, so do you think that the Republican, the ORP, and, frankly, the legislative leaders of both the House and the Senate Republicans, do you think they are willing to go on offense against the leftists, the regressive totalitarian Marxists that run Oregon, especially in the upcoming session? Do you think they will?
I think that, from what I saw at the Grassroots United thing that I was at Friday, over 300 people there. The energy was wonderful. We heard from Herman, Senate leader. We heard from the House leader. They were fired up. What I would like to see is when Timber Unity rally shows up February 6th, session starts the 3rd, we show up the 6th, we encourage every House and Senate member to leave the state, so that annual session is done. There's nothing good going to come out of that for Oregonians.
You're absolutely right. Bruce, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. That's Bruce Cuff. He is a candidate, by the way, for my old House seat. You can check him out. Look for Bruce Cuff. By the way, I want to thank Dwight for sending me the U.S. Supreme Court school choice case story, because I did not hear that, didn't know about it until Dwight sent it to me. Thank you very much. That's the power, by the way, of you in the audience. You know, Bruce just shared his opinion about what needs to happen. Now, Bruce has run for the governorship before, so he knows what it's like to go around the state and talk to people, listen to people. You know, he referenced the Grassroots United event. I could not be there for a number of reasons. I wanted to be there, but I just couldn't make it last Friday night. So it's powerful. All the stories I've heard about it, friends, this is what scares the living daylights out of Kate Brown and the ruling, the retro-Bolsheviks, as Ron calls them. The people that run the state, because they are leftists. They're not just Democrats, folks. No, they're far beyond. They're leftists. And they are determined to ram this thing down our throats. The only thing Republicans can do is to go on offense. You know, the way that they're going to be able to do that, ultimately, is to leave the state. It's easier for the Senate to do it because there are less of them. Now, the Democrats are going to try to put roadblocks up because they've anticipated this. Believe me, they've anticipated it. They're going to put in place rules. They have some kind of a legal opinion that says they can fine the living daylights out of these people, and you can't pay for it out of your funds, and you can't raise any money from anybody to pay for it. You got to pay for it out of your pocket. All right. We'll see about that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Last night I slept like a baby. You know why? Because I took a bunch of CBD oil right before I went to bed. I got to tell you, it works, folks. It works for me in so many ways. Maybe it'll work for you. Why don't you talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care? Right down in South Salem on South Commercial next to Safeway. They're the people I buy my CBD from. And you know what? They've got great products. They have a product you can be assured is everything they say it is. It's called CannaShield. It's grown in Oregon. It's processed in Oregon. It's sold in Oregon. It's everything they say that it is. Check it out on their website, vimsalem.com. Vimsalem.com. I really do want you to check out Mark Levin's opening statement. It was powerful. Now, he says that it is the House that has violated the Constitution, not Donald Trump. He quoted, and I'm going to give you a couple of quotes because this is powerful. This is going on offense, folks. This is what Republicans need to do. This is what Newt did not do. With all the money that he raised, he didn't land a glove on Kate Brown. He did not go on offense. He was afraid to. It's not his personality. This is why, as much as I love the doctors that we have had that have run for governor, doctors don't know how to drive a stake through the heart, the political heart of their opponents. That's not their job. They're to nurture and to care for people. Make them better, not kill them politically. You go on offense. Here's what Mark Levin said. The Senate is not a lapdog to the House of Representatives. It's the Senate's job to be the check on the House, whose majority party has used arbitrary proceedings and fabricated charges in an attempt to gain politically. That's all they did yesterday. The Chief Justice let them get away with it until the end. 2 o'clock in the morning. Back in a moment with your thoughts on all of this. It's 6:20 in the morning. You're listening.
There's no place that you can hide. No, no. The rhythm is gonna get you. In bed. Throw the covers on your head. You pretend like you want to head. But I know the rhythm is gonna...
Stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It does matter what's going on in Washington, D.C. because it is a model for what we must not allow in Oregon. And you see, this is exactly what the Democrats who run this state, including Kate Brown, want to do to Republicans here, because they are adamantly devoted to ramming their radical far left socialist and, dare say, communistic ideology down our throats. And they will do it with every heavy-handed tactic they possibly can. Now, Doesn't mean they're not going to be smart about how they do that, because they realize that Oregon is not as blue as everybody thinks it is. And it isn't, folks. That's why this business of what's going to happen on February 6th is so important. And it is. You need to be at the Timber Unity Rally on February 6th. Every one of these new groups that are coming together need to continue to work together. Because, you see, that's what I mean by Oregon is not that blue. Because did you realize, like, 3,000 different votes by a margin of 3,000, it's not really much more than that. About 3,000 votes, vote changes in various legislative districts. Do you know that the Democrats would not be in control? Did you know that, folks? They wouldn't be able to ram their agenda down our throats. None of this stuff. All these high taxes, the games they played with the sales tax, the hidden sales tax. None of that could have happened. 3,000 votes. Now, Timber Unity and all of these other groups coming together, Oregonians for Medical Freedom, the Old Believers community, which is part of the Russian community, the Slavic community, these people are getting involved now for the first time. And you add in the people, the Second Amendment people, who are passionately willing to show up and not be afraid to carry their weapons, which is allowed openly in Oregon, by the way. You know, we've got to work together, because that makes the difference in these legislative races. You know, issues like tolling. Folks, this is coming at you. And it ain't just going to be Portland. I'm telling you, they're going to do this all throughout the state. And it's going to cost you a lot. But it's an absurdity, because it won't benefit you. Let's go to the phones. Go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Hey, my brother. I liked everything you said this morning. I'm going to start with Mr. Cipollone's remark, along with Mark Levine. They are parallel to the T. That is a textbook example to my legislative friends and to the conservatives that want to just keep biting ourselves in the bum locally or in the regionally about the smallest things or civil liberty. We have to stand up. We got to go on the offense. You have to call truth is truth and fact is fact. You do not go by hearsay or assumptions, because all it does is make something of yourself. And I don't have to say that part. But the main ingredient is this: Timber Unity, all these other groups, Oregon Pushback, the various patriot groups, like you said, Second Amendment groups, we have to all come together. Slavic group too. But at the same time, as a person who talked to people all the time throughout the valley, on the coast, and in the mountains if I need to, we have to stop fighting each other. We have to show a backbone. We have to come out with truth and go on the offense. I am tired of us being on defense, just like on the toll roads, just like on the Kaplan extortion, Queen Kate, the retro Bolshevik queen herself. She thinks she's a Vita Peron, be honest with you. I'm not going to go to Argentina. I am an American, and they're going to use the children.
Don't try for me, Argentina.
They're going to use all these tactics to divide us. Do not let us do that. We have to come together. And Mr. Bright Sugar and everybody else of that situation, I'm proud of. The OLP must. And, I mean, they don't have as much funding compared to the far retro Bolsheviks, to the unions and everything else. But where they can help is they come out united more so. And, like, I have a lot of people say, why wouldn't we get the petitions done? Why don't we do another petition? Well, right now we need to concentrate and get the vote out. We need to concentrate and go to these public hearings. Like I told him, what good is our country if we go through and we moan and groan and whine, if we do not have the heart and the courage and the sacrifice, whether it's days work, I'm going to lose 3 days work this next legislative session. But what good is it? If I lose $1,000, what good is my liberty if I don't go at all and put skin in the game and let these people know they don't own us? We are their bosses. They are our servants, and they should treat us accordingly. And if we go on their Facebooks, go on their Twitters, go into these calls, email, write, go to their offices, run the 35-day session every day, give me 1,000 to 2,000 people a day. Let them know that we're sick and tired of mess. We shall be victorious.
That's right. You're right, Ron. Churchill, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You're right on the money. Got to let you go.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. He's so right. You know, the theme of this show is that hopefully you gain something valuable from it in how you can be more successful at persuading persuadables. But you also got to show up at hearings, and you got to walk the halls of the legislature, and you got to show up at rallies. February 6th, we'll be broadcasting there all day long. By the way, I want to remind you that if you want to make somebody feel really special, buy them a limousine ride from DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. They're one of our sponsors, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. In fact, wouldn't it be cool for you to show up at the February 6th rally in a limousine? I got to tell you, you can go to their website, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com, and you can reserve a website or a ride out, however, off of their website. And you can make somebody feel really special for special occasions. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Okay, impeachment, day one. Republicans in the state of Oregon need to learn from what not only did the president's defense team do by going hard on offense, but also what Mark Levin did. Go to the Blaze TVs and watch his 38-minute opening statement. It's worth every minute, I'm telling you, folks. This is the blueprint for us in Oregon. This is what we've got to be doing. It's so important. But let me also tell you that President Trump is not backing down, not one bit. This is a game changer, folks. Our very liberties, our very future, financially, our liberties of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, it's all on the line, folks, in this next election. Back in a moment. It's 6:30. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the impeachment trial yesterday and how the president's legal counsel went on offense, and how Mark Levin, if you missed his show on KSLM yesterday, you really missed it. He gave his own 38-minute opening statement as if he had been one of the president's counsel. It's powerful. And you can see it if you can watch the whole thing. If you go to theblaze.com, theblaze.com. Now, here's the question for you. Is this aggressiveness on the part? We know Trump is aggressive, but the aggressiveness on the part of his legal team and others, is it what Republicans should be doing in Oregon? Verbally, on social media? Because I don't think largely they are. I mean, there are some elements who are and who do, but largely they don't. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Also, do you think that the longer this drags out, do you think it hurts the Democrats or helps them? Do you think witnesses help or hurt them? There's a story today about how some Democrat senators are privately saying, let's swap John Bolton for Hunter Biden. I don't think they really want to do that. Really? After, if you also missed Mark Levin's show, you missed the last 30 minutes of it where he was interviewing Peter Schweitzer in his new book, which details five members of the Biden family who have gotten rich off of trading on political favors. with Joe Biden being vice president. Folks, I mean, you really, really, you Democrat senators, you are, is your staff not aware of this book and how well researched it is and the actual evidence it has? You really want to put that in the hands of politicians or the president's legal counsel? No, I don't think you do. 503-589-1220. We're going to go to the phones in just a moment. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am, and I will do my best to read it on the air. We have a new advertiser, Righteous Renovations LLC. That's Eric Azor, who's a man of faith, who can help you build a deck, a bathroom, a kitchen remodel, whatever. And he's a man of faith who's willing to give you quality work and not afraid to throw out his faith in the name of his company. Now, that's the standard you got to live up to, folks. You know, there's a lot of contractors out there, some of them good, some of them fantastic, some of them mediocre, some of them not so good. Anybody who's willing to put out there the most important part of their faith in their name is somebody that had better live up to it, right? Now, that would give me a lot of, well, a lot of comfort. Maybe it ought to give you a comfort. They have a great website, righteousrenovations.com. That's all one word, righteousrenovations.com. It's easy to get a quote. It's easy step process. But you know what? There's also some great testimonials there. People that have worked with Eric Azor. Why don't you give him a call? 503-341-3816. 503-341-3816. Righteous Renovations. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. How are you? And what do you have to say this morning about this?
Good morning, Jeff. That book, by the way, is Profiles in Corruption.
Yeah.
Which everybody should get a hold of, because it not only shows what's going on with the Bidens, it shows a lot of stuff that's going on in the Democratic Party, which is a lot of corruption. And that's why the Democrats are fighting so hard to get rid of Trump, because he's draining the swamp and they don't like it one little bit. Now, Jeff, I agree with you 100% that we here in Oregon need to go on offense. We need to do it big time. We need to support our Republican senators to walk out, because they have the constitutional right of freedom of speech. And if they want to protest what's going on here in Oregon, they should have that right to expose the garbage that is going on in our state, which includes cap and tax. You and I both know that. So we need to support them 100% to walk out and to tell Kate Brown and the rest of them, hey, our senators are practicing their freedom of speech, their right to protest, and if you think you can fine them for exercising their right, then we'll fight you in court. And we need to support them on that, Jeff, because if we don't, this garbage is going to continue to go on in our state. You and I both know it. Now, another thing, yesterday you were talking about DeFazio, and going down and saying, oh, hey, you know, these poor children on the border and everything. Well, what we need to do is say, hey, Mr. DeFazio, and what's her name, Jeff? Help me here. Help me.
Susan Bonamici.
Yeah, Miss Bonamici. Why in the heck aren't you just as concerned about all of the American citizens who are dying because of the methamphetamine epidemic that is west of the Mississippi River? More of our citizens are dying because of methamphetamine. about that. Why aren't you supporting keeping the Mexican cartel and that horrible drug out of our country? Why don't you care about that? You want to come up with, oh, these poor children on the border. Oh, by the way, has gone down dramatically because of Trump's, you know, policies and stuff. There's less and less border crossings because he's actually exercising his right to make sure they don't come into our country until after they have their hearing and stuff. So we need to do that, Jeff. We need to go on the offense. We need to expose all the garbage. And every time the Democrats come up with half-truths, lies, and innuendos, we got to throw it back in their faces and say, why are you not being truthful with us? And I think we'll go a far way into making our state a better state.
Thanks, Art. I appreciate your opinion about that, because you know what? You get, and I'm going to let you go, you get something that a lot of Republicans in this state who are in the legislature or who are Republican consultants don't get. You get it. They don't. You know what that is? You just did something that could be used very effectively. It's emotionalizing an issue like an open border. Imagine an ad which has a parent, a mother, who has lost a child to methamphetamine or to heroin. Imagine that mother being in an ad, television ad, on in a radio ad, an entire ad campaign, mailers, the whole bit, talking about how bad this problem is and how a particular, say, a Susan Bonamici or a Kate Brown or a Peter DeFazio have voted to allow this to continue to happen time and time again. You emotionalize it with a real story. You see, we offered that very thing. I'm putting on my campaign consultant hat now. I offered that very thing, along with some other people, to Newt Bueller regarding women being assaulted and raped and beaten by an illegal alien because of Kate Brown. A 20 times deported Sergio Martinez got released from the Multnomah County Jail. You've heard me talk about this before. Because of Kate Brown's executive order and then the law that she asked to be passed by the legislature, which got passed, that says local law enforcement will not honor ICE detainers. ICE had a detainer on this guy. Multnomah County Sheriff Mike Reese let him go. And said he let him go because of Kate Brown's law. 5 days later, he goes out and rapes a 65-year-old woman, and later that same day, nearly beats to death a 24-year-old woman in a parking garage. He got sentenced to 35 years in prison in Oregon. Made the New York Post. The headline was, when he got sentenced, he said to the victim's relatives, "I'll see you all in hell." Thank you, Kate Brown. We gave that ad, put together an ad to Newt Bueller. He wouldn't use it. He was afraid to. Emotionalizing issue. Art gets it. Isn't it too bad that Republicans in this state who could do something like that don't? Very frustrating. At least we've got Trump who gets it. Back in a moment, 48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Sorry if I got a little bit of passion there, but, you know, this is Oregon's very winnable, folks. Oregon's very winnable in terms of preserving your constitutional rights, your inalienable God-given rights. It's very winnable if we just get involved. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to help give you the tools so that you can persuade the persuadables. 3,000, a little over 3,000 votes would have changed the entire makeup of the Oregon legislature. None of this stuff that we've been faced with or will be faced with would be happening. 3,000 votes, folks. Now, this is a great reason for you to have arguments that can persuade the persuadable. Before I get into some more of those, especially as related to us in Oregon and this impeachment insanity, we have another new advertiser, Freedom Heating and Air, their local company, 503-580-1456, 503-580-1456. You know, this is wintertime, right? And what happens when the air conditioning goes out? Or not the air conditioning, but rather the heat pump, or your furnace doesn't work? Well, these folks, Freedom Heating and Air, have a slogan: freedom from cold nights, hot days, and high utility bills. You know, if you have an emergency, like the heating quits this time of year, life is really miserable. This is why you can call them, and they can come rescue you. They can help you. They can get you fixed in very short order. They've been in business for 40 years, folks. 40 years. Lots of discounts for veterans, for senior citizens, property managers. Again, Freedom Heating and Air. Why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. Let's go to George, who's on the line. George, good morning. What do you say this day?
Remember Al Capone?
Yeah.
Anyway, they couldn't convict Al Capone for anything, really. So they had to go look at his tax code. Now, why can't we look at Trump's taxes? That's just my
question.
The
federal law doesn't allow that. That's why.
It is.
And why do you want to see his taxes, though, by the way, George? Why? Is George there? Did we lose George? Why should Trump's taxes be looked at? I mean, shouldn't your taxes be looked at? My taxes be looked at? No, that's nobody's business. And the only reason George wants to see Trump's taxes is because he believes that somehow, apparently, the Russians have made Trump rich and that he owes the oligarchs and he owes Putin all this stuff. Oh, George, I love you, brother, but that's just crazy. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. What do you have to say?
Morning. Well, I was a little confused. The wife got one of those flyers from Newt Brown Bueller, and he was saying that there's someone that's a conservative that he wanted to send to U.S. Congress, but I didn't know. It didn't say on there who he was touting to do that.
Well, I think he's trying to recast himself as a conservative.
Oh,
yeah. And Newt isn't, I mean,
well, why would you
want to
send
stretch.
Newt Brown Bueller there if he hates Trump and doesn't like us moving forward in the economy?
Well, so would he help Trump?
No.
That's the question, if he gets elected.
No.
Would he be one of those votes in favor of Trump's impeachment, the next Trump impeachment? Because you know there's going to be another one, Rich.
Oh, yeah. I have every confidence in him being How do you think that works for Democrats?
How do you think it's going to work for Democrats if they impeach him again?
Well, I hope it's going to work for Democrats the way it's going to work this time. It's going to be a no-go, and they'll lose more people. Speaking of that, remember that lady that gave the philanthropist that gave $10 million to the Oregon Art System?
Yes, Arlene Schnitzer.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that Kate Brown's going to get.
I don't know. The Schnitzers are, I believe they're downtown Portland Democrats. My guess is, I haven't looked, but my guess is she's probably, and the Schnitzer family's probably supported Kate by a lot. Who knows?
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, but that pales in comparison to the billions of dollars worth of state contracts that companies get whose executives happen to, well, they happen to donate to Kate Brown.
Isn't that strange?
It's funny, isn't it? Shouldn't there be a law against that? Oh, I think there's 18
states. We don't go by
states.
Low bid. We go by who's there, huh?
Yeah, well, of course. That's always how it works. Thanks, Rich. It's 6:56.
Okay,
an email from Bruce, who had called earlier, about the Montana case. U.S. Supreme Court on school choice. It says the decision by the Supreme Court is what we need to implement vouchers in Oregon. Money following the student. If parents get a voucher worth 70% of the per pupil cost of what Oregon is currently spending, it would be put a private Christian education within reach of every Oregon student and a 30% savings to the state. If parents are satisfied with the public system, great. Their kids can continue to attend public school, but they'd have a choice. I believe many teachers would bail on the public system also and set up private schools. Many of these would be in communities that lost their schools to consolidation of school districts that happened in 1997. Detroit, Edina, Gates, Brooks, North Howell, Eldridge, Buena Cuesta, Pioneer, West Dayton, and many other small communities through Oregon have empty school buildings that could be used for private community schools. So I think, he writes, so I thank God for Christian Montana parents willing to fight this fight to the Supreme Court. Amen. Very quickly, before we go, let me tell you what I think the fruit of the end game of Republicans walking out by going on offense in Oregon is going to be. If they walk out this time and nothing gets done, by the way, the budget really doesn't need to get readjusted, folks. And they can do a lot of that through the emergency board anyway. You know, if Republicans walk out and deny the Democrats the ability to pass cap and tax scheme that destroys rural economies, denies them the opportunity to pass additional gun bills that take away your constitutional right, the next session will be dramatically changed. Because two reasons. If Democrats are in control, and they may or may not be, because I believe the first reason is even more important. If Republicans stand up and fight, go on offense the way Trump is, the way his legal team is in the trial in the Senate. If Republicans do that in Oregon, they will get a lot of votes from people that haven't been voting for them, especially in these rural communities. You know what? The makeup of the legislature changes. They can't do what they're going to do. They will have to back away. Oh, there's going to be a lot more about that as we go. The positives of that are powerful. Thanks for listening, friends. Don't get too bored by the Senate trial today. But do watch the Mark Levin video, his opening statement on theblaze.com. Be blessed. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.